Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for driving home with us on this Thursday afternoon. Kim Greff is with us in studio, and this is a great opportunity because, you know, when we get the tarot team in here, they're always talking about stuff that they do to increase the ability of individuals in their personal life as well as their business life. And Kim is one of these folks that works kind of behind the scenes. So this is a first time for her, and so we're not going to scare her too bad, we hope. She assists with inventory and facility setup and administering and assembling assessment. You do all this stuff. You do the work.
Yes, I'm very much the behind-the-scenes
person. Behind-the-scenes. Okay, yes, and yes. How did you get here?
Today?
Did Deborah Renner say, hey, you?
A wee bit of pressure from Deborah, yes. And that's one of the things tarot is good at, obviously, is trying to promote people to network, to public speaking. And so they're pushing me a little bit.
Well, there
but
you
it's
go.
Welcome. It's
excellent.
Very welcome.
I think that's really, that is really living your brand. If you're tarot, you are into those kinds of things. You want to make sure that people can articulate themselves and be able to speak correctly and be entertaining as well as informative.
Absolutely.
And so they're now saying, Kim.
Yes.
You're on.
And they it's a great learning environment. They make you very, very comfortable. And that's part of my role, is helping the class participants be comfortable while they're
sure.
there.
And you are well equipped to do that because you have a degree in psychology.
I do.
Now, how does this work in with working with those great people at Tarot?
Well, I think a part of it's just, I guess, my natural personality. But we do administer a lot of personality tests that are a part of. I think you recently did the Myers-Briggs type indicator.
I think I did. I flunked.
No, there's no flunking.
Oh.
But no, I. So we.
That would be odd. Yeah. Because I flunk all the tests.
But you know, at some of our leadership academies, they do leadership practices inventory. We do the MBTI type indicator. And so for me, it's not just printing out the reports or administering them. For me, I really find an interest and a value in it. And
do you grade them?
I do not grade them, and okay. I do not facilitate the classes for them.
But I'm just checking.
I do all the prep work with the websites that we do use to administer those tests. So again, I get everything ready before the class, and then I kind of close up the class afterwards.
Kim Greff, ladies and gentlemen, that's whom we are talking to right now, and she is with Tarot International. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, they have all of these training classes and leadership classes. And what are the logistics? What goes into setting all this stuff up? If you're the person that is doing the work on behind the scenes, what do you get to do?
Well, we typically have, like, for example, we're doing a lot of leadership academies right now, which are highly customized. We meet a couple months before the leadership academy occurs. And, of course, Rowena and Ann Block and Deb Renner have put all of, you know, their resources into, you know, finding this client. And so we do a lot of putting the pieces together. What is everyone's role as far as getting the materials ready, you know, from the marketing side, from the learning I can't think of the word.
From the education side,
the participant material. And so all of that kind of filters down to me. So a couple months ahead of time, we get together, we write all our pre-work letters, we write out the entire logistics for the academy, the dates everything's going to go out, the dates that the personality assessments need to be sent and need to be returned in order to be, for me to put them all together, pack them, and get them shipped to these clients.
How many people are typically in a leadership class?
You know, I think, well, it varies pretty much. I think, you know, some of our classes run around 12 participants, but some go up to about 24. We have some clients who are running consecutively two classes with people at different levels, like a higher level leadership excellence class, and then some other people who they want to move into those positions eventually. And so within one client, we can even have to customize the participant materials within them, send different booklets, different development challenges.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so there's a lot of details.
How much
the details?
How much of all of these things that you're doing are created specifically for that individual, or rather than boilerplate?
So for our leadership academies, it's almost all customized. I mean, we pull from our, you know, our core classes, our influence classes, and our impact class, but we definitely tailor it directly to the client based on the needs in their company. And so, you know, of course, we do have our public classes, and our classes, our standard impact class, where the materials are similar each time. But then you get into the differences of, you know, is the class... are we hosting it at our Tarot facility? So then we have to look at catering and meals and making sure the facility is prepped for that day.
And you, and I suspect if you're going off site, you're responsible for making sure the stuff gets there?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for Tarot, I think that I get to be a big part of the first impression that we make. When people see the materials get there and they're packed very nicely, they arrive in good shape, they arrive on time.
It's all of those things are branding tools for Tarot.
Correct.
Because if you're not doing things to the highest degree of efficiency and also completeness, that looks poorly on the brand for Tarot.
Yes.
So this is really an integral part of what it is you guys do.
And that's been one of the things I've loved about working there, because I am a detailed person. I'm very organized. I take a lot of value and pride in doing those things. And that's, you know, a huge piece of the culture at Tarot International.
One of the things about Tarot that I am always so impressed by is the amount of research that goes on there. This is really a research-driven company that attempts to better the lives and careers of individuals and corporations. So there's a lot of that stuff that goes on way behind the scenes that nobody knows about, I would imagine.
And I find that fascinating. And so going to work for me every day is a learning experience. And so I'm a lot of times learning along with the class participants as well.
So during this whole learning experience at Tarot, what surprised you the most? I mean, this is not a normal job, is it?
No, not at all. And, you know, that's what's exciting. Every day is different. You know, some weeks we have a ton of people in-house. Sometimes we don't, and we work on other projects to improve things for the future. But I think what surprised me the most and has been, I love the integrity of the company. Mm-hmm. I love the positive environment. There aren't mistakes at Tarot. There are learning opportunities. If we find a process that maybe isn't working for the best for us, we go ahead and we have a team meeting and we hammer it out. And what are we going to do different next time? So I've loved the positivity, the flexibility. It's very much a team environment.
Kim Greth, ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice that you're listening to right now. She works with all of our friends out at Tarot International in Clive, as a matter of fact, and the big building that you see on the 3580 as you whisk through Clive on the western side of the metro. As you take a look at things that go on at Tarot, and I got to ask you this question. Nobody's listening right now, so it's just you and I. Okay?
Sure.
How is it that Rowena Crosby can be so fired up all the time? What is she on that she is so on all the time? She's an amazing woman.
She is, and she's absolutely an inspiration to work for. There's never a dull moment. She's always got something exciting to share or something that she has learned. She's very energetic, and I do not have the answer to your question. I admire her every day, but working with her is I find it exciting to share things with her because I'm kind of a psychology buff, and so if I learn something new, I go share it with her, and she gets excited about it. So I think it's just we're always learning around Tarot.
One of the things that we've noticed, and we've had a relationship with Tarot International now for going on 3 years. The quality of the people that work there as well. Mm-hmm. The people that are working there, and as a matter of fact, you just hired on a friend of ours who's just joined the Tarot team, as a matter of fact. He said for years it was his dream job, and he always wanted to work there, and he finally got the opportunity. And so I think that one of the things that people may not really understand is that you folks who work there also live the brand outside of there. And I always tell people when I'm communicating with Deborah or Ro or anyway, Anne. You know, I've got to be on my best behavior.
And, you know, that has been a personal challenge for me because I am. I mean, I think I'm a fairly well-spoken person and I'm personable, which, you know, is wonderful for that job. But I am a behind-the-scenes person, and that's because what naturally fits with my personality. But tarot does encourage you to be out there, to network, to show off your interpersonal skills. And I've had to learn to do that when people ask where I work. And then a lot of people... Well, lots of people have heard of tarot, but for those who are not, they ask you, what do you mean interpersonal skills? You know, and they're very, it's a conundrum for them. Mm-hmm. And so it's been fun to learn how to explain it. You know, it's the simple things like shaking hands, making eye contact. You know, your first impression is huge. And your
you've
impression,
just got seconds to make that
exactly,
first impression.
Exactly. And that's a big part of my job is making our participants comfortable when they're in our facility or making that first impression with our workshop materials when they go out to clients.
As you go through the day out there at Tarot mm-hmm. International, what types of things do you really get going on? What mm-hmm. really gets your trigger going? What do you like doing?
What do I like doing the most? Okay, it depends on the day.
See? So you've got ADD just like
okay,
I do, right?
Yeah, but so I, you know, after having maybe a few days where we don't have training at our facility, it's exciting to have a class there, you know, because you've got a lot of people who are there. They're excited to learn. Some people are wrapped up in the adrenaline zone and, you know, need things from me. You know, they'll be like, we need some chocolate because we just need to be unstressed for a few moments. And so...
So you'll get trouble?
We provide lots of snacks. We're very good at feeding our participants. But I think I like the days when we have classes at our facility. I think I get to meet a ton of new people. It's a lot of exciting talk.
That's
going on.
Another
energy.
Interesting mm-hmm. topic with regard to what you do at Tarot. I would imagine you came from principal, is that correct?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And but you entered Tarot. I imagine that you're meeting lots of individuals who have relatively important career aspects to their lives.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, one thing Tarot prides themselves on their integrity. And we keep things very personal. It's a very safe environment for people to come and maybe make themselves a little bit vulnerable because mm-hmm. they're coming there because they might be lacking a skill. And for them to have to admit, you know, I'm having trouble with this or that. And so,
definitely. A vulnerability,
oh, yeah. Absolutely. But it's nice to see that, you know, even the bigwigs everyone has challenges. We all do. We're kind of all on the same plate. We all have insecurities. And Tarot is a very safe place to overcome some of those.
And we don't want to leave the impression, ladies and gentlemen, that Tarot International only works with the Fortune 500 businesses here in the Des Moines Metro, because you're all across the board, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a ton of times we have people come in we have self-employed people who want to learn speaking skills. They've started out in a sales job. We work with very small businesses all the way up to the big ones. And every level of person, too. We have new college graduates. We have people who've been in their industry for, you know, 30 or 40 years. Yeah. And there's always an opportunity for growth.
Kim, one of the things that I think surprises so many people is when you start talking about interpersonal skills mm-hmm. and career advancement or corporate advancement, 80% of the decisions that are being made about hiring or retaining an individual don't necessarily have anything to do with technical skills. It's all these interpersonal skills. Sometimes they call them soft skills. We're now calling those essential skills.
Yes, that's a perfect way to say it. Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you have a good working relationship with your coworkers, with your clients, with, you know, anybody you might be trying to sell things to, obviously, that, you know, they want to feel comfortable with you. They want you to be friendly. The looking someone in the eye conveys honesty. Definitely the so-called soft skills, I think, are becoming more and more important, especially in a time when we're so hooked into technology and can tend to lose some of the interpersonal interactions that we have with people.
Well, and not only that, but I think also, and I suspect that there's perhaps a class on that, but internet etiquette, for crying out loud, mm-hmm. and social media etiquette. You can really torpedo your career mm-hmm. and your future and your corporation's brand if you mess up.
Yeah.
Utilizing social media. I mean, you know, we're seeing that at the very high levels of this nation. You know, people are going, what? Mm-hmm. And so you got to be careful about that stuff.
Yeah. We recently hired on a consultant that is specializing in that, actually. And Ro and Deb cover it on their YouTube show, Your Invisible Toolbox. And they've talked extensively on that about how it can really make or break someone's yeah. career if they do make one of those faux pas on social media.
Now, you work a lot with Ann Block, is that correct?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Ann is wonderful. You know, we've been at conferences at several places across mm-hmm. across the state, and I've been to your headquarters a number of times, and just appeared, by the way, on one of those YouTube opportunities. So Ann works in client relations, mm-hmm. is that right?
She's probably the first contact the client has. She sets up our training dates and works with the client to get everything ready. And her and I are really a very strong team. She gets all the class logistics set up, and then I go to her with questions. I do a lot of confirmation.
Sure.
I do a lot of, you know, making sure that everything that she has conveyed from the client to me, that I'm reading it correctly, and I'm making sure that I execute what she has promised to that client. So we work very
kind of important,
very closely. I love working with Ann. We're a great team.
If Ann says the door will be open, the door better be open.
Exactly. Yes.
So you have a degree in psychology. How has that played into what you do at Tarot and the opportunities that you see there, other than probably getting the results of my Myers-Briggs
right.
test and then laughing all the way down the hall or something? So what do you? How does that work?
When I first started there, I didn't think that that would be much of an impact. But I think that the Tarot team has given me more feedback on that than anything. I think they've said we needed someone in this position. That they liken it to a school bus. They say we need the right person in the right seat. And I think my degree in psychology kind of made me that person. It gives me the interest in the learning. It gives me the personality to, deal with all the moving parts. I'm extremely responsible and detail-oriented. And so I think my background in psychology, it's hard to explain. I don't know that it specifically did anything for the job. I think I was attracted to psychology because of my personality, and then all that kind of wraps up together.
Well, it certainly does, and it would wrap up at Tarot mm-hmm. because, again, they're so research-based and
yes.
how exciting that is.
Absolutely.
Kim, thanks for doing this. See, this wasn't so
no,
bad.
No, it
see,
was wonderful.
Just
thank
you and
you.
I having this conversation. She goes, I don't know.
And don't count my so's.
I don't think you said so once.
Good.
I did, but you didn't.
Right,
so that's very
right.
good. Kim Graff, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Tarot International. Our pleasure to have her in studio. We're going to have to step aside and find out what happened today on Wall Street. You know from the old story, what goes up must come down? That is coming up next on the Business News Hour. Thanks again.